Welcome back here on Katy Country 94 on the Sports Ticket as we are joined by Steve Tierney, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog football team. Coach, coming off of last season's 13-0 state championship in 8-man Division II and getting ready for the 2020 season. Undoubtedly, things have probably looked a little bit different for you to get things started this year. We'll talk about that coming up later here during this interview. But as you've had a chance to get kids into practice since August 17th there, what do the numbers look like and how has everything gone so far for you, Coach?
You know, so far so good. I think we're going to have about the same number, about 16 or 17 out, and which that's a good number. I mean, a few more would always be good. We've only got two seniors, which it's kind of bad to miss that experience. But we do have some good football players coming back and actually some good young guys coming up, so should be a fun year.
You do lose six seniors from last year's team, and every single one of these guys was a pretty big contributor for you. Your top two rushers and Darian Holloway at running back and Steele Walters at quarterback, and you had a lot of guys that you're going to miss on the defensive side of the ball as well, and that was something that you guys improved as the season went on. How do you go about trying to fill in those gaps that are left by those six guys that graduated?
Yeah, I mean, you said the right word, though. I mean, fill in. It's not like you're going to replace them. It's not like you're going to say, all right, you're out. You graduated, so we're going to just replace you with so-and-so because that's not going to happen. But we will find guys that play those positions, and hopefully the guys that are back are a little bit better to where it's going to take a little pressure off the new guys. And like that, it's just amazing how as screwed up as this year is. I mean, we got more summer weights in than we've ever got in my whole life. I mean, we got a lot of summer weights in. They kind of took away the rules as far as when you can have football camp. We had football camp just the week before we started practice, and I mean, we're in like third or fourth week form right now. I mean, these guys seem they know what we're doing, and like I said, they look good, but we're not going against anybody, so Who knows? But so far, so good.
Mason Scher is one of the guys that you have back, and he did a lot of things for you on both offense and defense last year. He had 817 rushing yards and over 1,200 all-purpose as far as with the ball in his hands. He had 89 tackles and two interceptions on defense. How much are you relying on him? And also Lance Kayser got that 68 tackles for you last year and was kind of a steady force on your defense. How much are you relying on those two guys, I guess, for leadership and guys that understand your system here?
Well, of course, a lot, but I really see Mason having a breakout year this year. Not that he had a bad year last year. He had a very good year, but He just always ain't been in the shadow of those other guys. And now that they're gone, I think he's going to really stand out and step it up, which I really look on both sides of the ball. And then you said Lance Kayser. You know, he was just very good at wherever he played last year. So I just expect that to carry over, that he's going to be very good at where he's playing this year. So hopefully it does carry over.
You see any guys that are really standing out to you here early on, maybe that could fill in some roles maybe individually that you're seeing, or is everybody pretty much fighting for the right to have that opportunity?
Well, I mean, everybody's always fighting for that opportunity. I mean, Dallas Beckwith, a senior who didn't get to play much last year, I mean, he came most summer weights, and he's actually kind of catching my eye a little bit. Some young guys, we actually just got pads on. Last Friday was first day to go full pads. So we did a tackling drill. And some of those young guys, I mean, I won't say they're great football players, but, boy, they're pretty fearless. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of it right there. If you get the fear out of them, then start building from there. I mean, they don't seem to have much fear, so I think they're going to be able to contribute somewhere, you know, if it's special teams or somewhere. But, yeah, so far so good.
I know Grady Walters, a guy that did some decent things for you at times last year, but he was battling some injuries. How's Grady looking right now?
Grady's looking like he holds my clipboard and goes and gets the dummies most of the time because he did have knee surgery, so okay. He's probably not going to play football. So, yeah. But I did hear that that was him telling me, so I don't know if it's wishful thinking or what, but he said the doctors and the physical therapists and all those guys have said he is way ahead. Way ahead of where they thought he'd be, so that's good. And I'm sure he's doing everything he's supposed to do, so when he does come back, he'll be back ready to go.
Obviously, as I talked about at the start of this, things are a little bit different here in 2020. You talked about, you know, camps were moved. You didn't have to have them at a certain time. You can have them whenever. The COVID-19 situation obviously is causing problems and changing things up for a lot of different schools and districts in the area. What are some of the challenges that you've seen through that so far, and how have you gone about just kind of, you know, going through the kids and making sure that they're still focused on football, even though there's a lot of uncertainty about it?
You know, I think I'm probably more worried about it than they are, as far as, are we going to have a season, are we not? I mean, they've never let on to me anyway that they're worried about it. And like I said, I hope I would do the same thing they've done. I mean, we had a lot of guys that just never missed a day of summer weights. And like, we had like 32, I don't remember the number for sure, but a lot of sessions. And I think if I was in those shoes, things have, we're probably not even going to have anyway. Do I want to get up at 6 in the morning to go do this or not? But like I said, they don't seem to be overly worried about that, which that's a good thing, because, I mean, as I told them that every day, that's beyond our control. All we can do is worry about it, make sure you don't get it, make sure you don't spread it, make sure all that stuff. And other than that, I mean, if Downs gets it, that's nothing we can do about that. So, yeah, so hopefully we stay clean. But there's the other thing that you just said, is I've also stressed to pretty much everybody that this year somebody's probably going to get it. Now, knock on wood, we've got an administration that's, I think, smart enough that they see that if one guy gets it, doesn't mean everybody's got to go quarantine. If one guy gets it, he's gone. Mm-hmm. And then for 2 weeks, and then if, you know, another guy starts feeling bad, he goes, gets tested, and if he has it, he's gone. But so we're going to need everybody. Everybody's going to have to know exactly what they do and how to do it and when to do it. And that does make it a little tough as far as our depth goes, because a lot of times I would have one guy maybe play three positions. Mm-hmm. You know, he'd learn three positions. Now we're just saying, you learn this one position. So if he gets bad, if he gets sick, that's where you're going. So it does diminish the depth a little bit, but also it gets them where they know that position very well.
One other difference on your squad this year is you got a new assistant coach, David Straits, come over. You did some things with him and Solomon. How's that working out for you?
Real good. I mean, it's nice. I mean, I did those two last year, Aaron Geist and Isaac Wilson. Those guys were great. They did everything we needed. I mean, obviously, it worked out pretty well. But to have Dave here, it's just kind of I coached with him at Solomon for 2 years, and by the end of that second year, which is the first time I've ever done this, I just turned the defense over to him so he can have it. It's just yours. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be kind of nice not having to worry as much about both sides of the ball and know that there's a guy there that's going to do a good job with it.
Steve Chernin, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog football team here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. Steve, thanks for taking some time to be with us, and we'll look forward to chatting with you coming up here once the season gets going.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.